The last time the Democrats controlled Congress was 12 years ago, so it's not surprising that environmental advocates are now looking forward to a new attitude toward their issues. Gene Karpinski is the president of the League of Conservation Voters, and the Democrats' priorities sound a lot like his.
Well, again, I think front and center at the top of the list have got to be the related issues of global warming and a new energy future. And the solutions to global warming are the same solutions that give us a new energy future: efficiency and renewables, new clean energy sources. So those are at the top of the list. Clearly, there'll be also conversations about the budget and how we allocate our resources. And let's not subsidize dirty, old, polluting sources. Let's put taxpayer money to use to create incentives to push us in those new directions for efficiency and renewables. So we're very excited that the new leadership in Congress has energy policy and the issue of related issue of global warming as front and center on their agenda.
Do you think we're going to see a change of heart from President Bush on climate change, maybe perhaps in a State of the Union address?
Well, you know, he's already acknowledged we have a problem with our energy policy. He said we're addicted to oil. The problem is his solutions take us in the wrong direction. And on climate change, unfortunately, he still seems to have his head in the sand. What we really need is new leadership that says we need to get a cap on global warming pollution and send us in a new direction. That's what Governor Schwarzenegger did in California, and he got a lot of credit for the voters for doing that. So, you know, we always would like to hope President Bush awakens to the serious problem of global warming. But in the meantime, we're going to work with the leaders in the House and the Senate to make progress on those issues.
The president is a big advocate of coal and coal mining and use of coal in power plants. What do you see as the future for coal?
Well, you know, the two biggest sources of global warming pollution are automobiles, which burn oil, and utilities, which burn coal. So we need new directions. In the coal sector, two things need to happen. One is that we need to increase the amount of energy from utilities that comes from cleaner energy sources. But also, as we're not going to get rid of coal tomorrow, clearly. So we need to make sure, as if we build new coal plants, we need to do them in a way that are much cleaner, use the best available new technologies that can begin to sequester the carbon emissions that come from those coal-fired power plants. A new energy policy means we need to, number one, increase efficiency. We can reduce our use of energy tremendously by all kinds of energy efficiency measures for our cars, for our refrigerators, for our appliances, for our homes, and all kinds of ways we can reduce our energy use. And secondly, we want to rely on new clean energy sources, which primarily are wind power, solar power, and biofuels can be a part of the mix to reduce our dependence on plain old gasoline to run our cars.
I don't hear nuclear power in that mix. There may be as many as 30 new nuclear power plants in the United States in the next couple of years.
Well, you know, it's pretty clear the public has still said we don't want nuclear power. And Wall Street has said the same thing. We have not seen a new nuclear power plant built for over 30 years. It made no sense then. It makes no sense now. It flunks the market test and it flunks the safety test because we have no solution to the problem of nuclear waste, which will still be generated by those plants. So nuclear power does not make sense to be a part of our new energy future.
You know, so far you've been talking about a wish list. Any worries that the Democrats won't be able to meet your expectations?
Well, certainly it's always a challenge to make sure that the goals we have get put into legislation. But we have the opportunity now with new leadership, with new vision, and with a public that understands and cares about these issues to make some important steps forward.
What a difference an election makes, Mr. Karpinski. You sound downright optimistic.
Well, you know, let me give you one example. Mr. Inhofe from Oklahoma used to chair the Senate Environment Committee. His score on the LCV scorecard, the League of Conservation scorecard, he had a zero in 2006. One of his most famous quotes was, quote, "I think global warming is a hoax." That was the former chair of the Environment Committee. The new incoming chair of the Senate Environment Committee is Senator Barbara Boxer from California. Her 2006 score from the League of Conservation Voters was a 100%. And she comes in saying, "I want to make global warming a top priority with my new leadership." So there are many reasons to be optimistic. There's a lot of hope. It won't be easy. There'll be a lot of tough roads along the way. But we're confident that we can make progress.
Gene Karpinski is president of the League of Conservation Voters in Washington, D.C. Mr. Karpinski, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Government makes the law. Watch this branch of government. It's the legislative branch.
Coming up, in search of little green bacteria and other signs of life on Mars. Keep listening to Living on Earth.